Demand. The fundamental purpose of inventory is to fulfill demand for raw materials, parts and supplies, or finished goods at a service level that balances the potential profits received against the various costs associated with acquiring and holding inventory. Failing to meet demand means lost revenue. Failing to control costs decreases profits. So it is essential for inventory managers to identify the levels of inventory required for each item to meet normal demand. Cycle stock and average inventory. The term cycle stock describes the amount of inventory required to satisfy normal demand before the inventory must be replenished. This is the lot size, or, as defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the amount of a particular item that is ordered from the plant or a supplier or issued as a standard quantity to the production process. It is also referred to as the order quantity. Cycle stock is a dynamic quantity. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cycle stock as follows. One of the two main conceptual components of any item inventory, the cycle stock is the most active component. The cycle stock depletes gradually as customer orders are received and is replenished cyclically when supplier orders are received. The other conceptual component of the item inventory is the safety stock, which is a cushion of protection against uncertainty in the demand or in the replenishment lead time. For example, to meet anticipated external demand, a company fabricating mobile phones needs to produce 200 phones a day. Let's assume that the company buys only enough inventory to meet weekly orders. There is no beginning inventory and no inventory is left at the end of the week. The company orders the plastic outer cases from a supplier in lot sizes of 1,000. So the beginning inventory level is 1,000 cases, and assuming a steady production level, the inventory will be depleted at the end of 5 days. Another order arrives and the cycle begins again. The reality is more complex than this simplification and makes the actual amount of inventory needed to meet demand in a cost-effective manner with an acceptable level of risk regarding the ability to provide service or fulfill demand more challenging to calculate. Average inventory provides a picture of cycle stock that incorporates additional inventory to protect against the effect of uncertainty in supply or demand. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines average inventory as 1/2 the average lot size plus the safety stock when demand and lot sizes are expected to be relatively uniform over time. The average can be calculated as an average of several inventory observations taken over several historical time periods. For example, 12-month ending inventories may be averaged. When demand and lot sizes are not uniform, the stock level versus time can be graphed to determine the average. Exhibit 5-6 shows a fairly realistic picture of inventory levels, one that incorporates some level of safety stock. Exhibit 5-6, average inventory. Using the previous example, the inventory manager for the mobile phone manufacturer becomes aware that both demand and materials supply fluctuate. Sometimes production must be increased to meet demand, and when this happens, the company may run out of plastic cases before the next order is scheduled to arrive, or a scheduled shipment might arrive late. To buffer these fluctuations, the inventory manager includes additional stock that is available to the production lines when the need arises. Together, cycle stock and safety stock make up the average inventory. Transportation or pipeline stock. Inventory that is in the pipeline must also be considered. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines pipeline stock or pipeline inventory as inventory in the transportation network and the distribution system, including the flow through intermediate stocking points. The flow time through the pipeline has a major effect on the amount of inventory required in the pipeline. Time factors involve order transmission, order processing, scheduling, shipping, transportation, receiving, stocking, review time, and so forth. The terms transportation inventory or transit inventory are also used. For example, the mobile phone manufacturer sends an economical number of devices to its various distributors periodically. These shipments constitute pipeline inventory for the manufacturer. For organizations using low-cost country sourcing and ocean shipping, it is not uncommon for them to have 1 to 2 months inventory in transit at any given time. This is a significant amount of inventory, and so it adds to carrying cost and slows down how responsive the organization can be to changes in customer preferences or demand, increasing obsolescence risk, for example, use faster methods for short lifecycle products. Anticipation inventory. Occasionally, A business can foresee the need to increase lot size and build inventory to support anticipated increases in demand or disruptions in supply. Anticipation inventories are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as additional inventory above basic stocking levels to cover projected trends of increasing sales, planned sales promotion programs, seasonal fluctuations, plant shutdowns, and vacations. For example, some plants in Asia-Pacific countries build anticipation inventories in advance of Chinese New Year so they can shut down for these weeks. In another example, hearing news about increased hiring by a major employer, a retailer may anticipate increased discretionary spending by the direct and indirect beneficiaries of this economic activity and increase inventory of non-essential goods at distribution centers in that market.